In his weekly editorial, editor of American magazine, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare, looks at a problem with North Korea that is not making the headlines.
International alarm over North Korea's nuclear ambitions skyrocketed after that country's nuclear test last fall. Given the rapid increase in nuclear aspirations among so-called rogue nations, the alarm is warranted. But as winter's cold descends, the fact that many North Koreans face hunger and even starvation has received much less attention. Summer floods wreaked severe damage on the country's harvests and consequently the North Korean government's ability to provide basic food. A report earlier this year by Human Rights Watch points to what it terms a deadly combination of factors largely responsible for hunger today. Heading the list are both the government's monopoly on food and a distribution system that has little to do with the actual needs of ordinary people, especially those at greatest risk of hunger's effects. The distribution system has been used as a brutal means of controlling the population by forcing it to rely entirely on the state for this, the most basic of human needs. Whatever post-test sanctions the United Nations Security Council chooses to impose on North Korea, they should not include measures that limit food aid and thereby endanger still further ordinary North Koreans' fragile hold on life. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.